Ve'ezras Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi, Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma, daf Samach Dalid. We left off at the two dots, five lines down on Yuma Samach Dalid Amud Aleph. Zakt Dehilga Gemara. Good morning, Shlomo David, Reb Mordechai, Dovzi, Avi, Reb Zalman, Dr. Joe. We learned in the Mishnah, if after the lottery, one of the two animals dies, so you bring another pair and you do the lottery. So if it was the Lashem that died, so you have the new Lashem to substitute. If it was the Lazazel died, you have the new Lazazel. But the problem is, let's say the Lashem died. So now you have new Lashem, but you have two Azazels now. You have two Azazels. So which one do you bring? Do you bring the first one Lazazel, or is the second one Lazazel? Says the Gemara, Im shel shem me zesh olav chulei. Says the Gemara, Machlokas Rav and Rab Yochanan. Good morning, Tzvika. Amar Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yireh. So the Mishnah says, one of them is brought, and one of them is left to graze till it gets a moment, it's redeemed. Which one? So Rav says that the leftover one in the first pair, the original pair, that's the one that remains, the one that we use. And the leftover one in the second pair, you let it graze until it gets a mum. And Rabbi Yochanan says the reverse. So, Amarav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yireh, let it graze till it gets a mum. Rabbi Yochanan in the opposite, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh, the leftover one in the first pair you let to graze, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikrav. Just like we're using the new Sar Lashem in the new pair, we also use the new Sar Lazazel in the new pair, and the old Sar Lazazel, we let him graze. Asks the Gemara, B'mai Kamiflagi, what's the root of the dispute whether you should use the first pair, the good one from the first pair, or the good one from the second pair? Rav Savar Balei Chayim Eina Nidachin. Rav says, what do we have over here? You had a pair, right? Let's take, for example, you had a Sar Lashem, a Sar Lazazel. The Sar Lashem dies. So now the question is, if the Sar Lashem dies, does that also disqualify the first Sar Lazazel? So Rav says, no, it doesn't disqualify the first. There's no dichui. We don't apply the principle of dichui to animals that are alive. It doesn't get rejected from its kedusha. There's no dichui. So since there's no dichui, it was first. So you use the first kosher one. Balei Chayim Nidachin. Rav Yochanan Savar. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Balei Chayim Nidachim. That once the first one dies, the death of the first Sar Lashem also disqualifies the first Sar Lazazel. Since its partner died, it's disqualified, and we apply the rule of Balei Chayim Nidachim. Live animals can be rejected from use, so once its partner dies, it's rejected. Oh, but say the Rishon Rashi writes here, Dafka when it's still alive. However, if you shechted the Sar Lashem, and after you shechted the Sar Lashem, then the Sar Lazazel dies. If after you shechted the Sar Lashem, then the Sar Lazazel dies, then Rav would admit that it's rejected, because it's already dead, and you'd have to pour out the blood of the Sar Lashem and bring new blood. So says Rashi. It's a halacha l'moshe. The Aruch Laner adds that it's a halacha l'moshe misina, that once it's shechted, it's disqualified. It's interesting. Once you shech the Sar Lashem, but you have the blood, you didn't sprinkle the blood yet, and then the Sar Lazazel dies. while it's dead, the death of the Sar Lazazel, everyone agrees, the death of the Sar Lazazel disqualifies the dead Sar Lashem once it's dead. It's only once it's alive that Rav, or it's only while it's still alive that Rav holds it doesn't get rejected. Once it's dead, everyone agrees it's rejected. That's why Rav says, Eina Bale Chaim Eina Nidachin. While they're alive, they don't get disqualified. Once they're dead, Allah Moshe Misinai, that they get disqualified. Fine. This is the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. My time at the Rav, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Sover, Bale Chaim Nidachin. My time at the Rav, what's the source of Rav's halacha? That Kol Zman, that it's alive, it does not get disqualified. De Yolof, Mi Mechusar Zman. He learns from the din of Mechusar Zman. What's Mechusar Zman? An animal that's less than 8 days old. So now it can't be used, but in the future, once it gets to be 8 days old, it is going to be able to be used. Even though now it can't be used as a carbon, when it reaches 8 days old, it will become ro'oi. So too, over here, when you have a live animal, here, yeah, what do you have over here? You have the Sar Lazalzel is alive and the Sar Lashem dies. So right now, the Sar Lazalzel is disqualified because it has no partner. But now you're going to bring it another partner. You're going to take a new couple and bring another partner. So now it can come back to life again. The first one could still be used according to Rav. It's not Nidach. Just like a Mechusar Zman can later on become Roi, even though now it's not Roi. So too, the live Sar Lazazel can later on become Roy again when you bring a new Sar Lashem to join it. Says the Gemara, come on, that's not a good source. Me dummy. How could you compare that case? Hasam lois chaze klal. In the case of a Mechusar Zman, it has never been Roy yet. Something that from its birth, it was never Roy till it's 8 days old. So obviously, it's going to become Roy when it gets older. But Hacha, but by the case of the Sar Lashem, where the Sar Lazazel dies, Nire, originally when you did the lottery, they were both Roy. Vinidcha, and now it got rejected. Maybe something that was Roy and got rejected is worse. It can never come back to being Roy again afterwards. So therefore, Mechus Zman is not a good Raya, says the Gemara, Ella. So that's not a good proof. Hi, in the time of the Rav, what's the source of Rav that ain't Bali Chaim Nidachim? De Yolif mi Bal Mum Oiver. He learns it out from the din of an animal that has a mum that's a passing mum, not a permanent mum. It's a mum oiver. It's not a mum kavua. It's a mum over. It's a passing mum. So we know the halach of a passing mum is while it has the mum, it can't be used. But once the mum leaves, the animal can go back to being used the way it was originally. So to over here, you have a Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel. The Sar Lazazel dies. So right now, the Sar Lashem is disqualified. But then we bring another one, so it comes back to being qualified again. It goes from being disqualified to being now qualified again. So just like a Baal Mum over was good, then it's not good. Then it goes back to being good when the mum leaves. So to the Sar Lashem. First it was good. Then the Sar Lazazel dies, it's no good. Then you bring another one. The original Sar Lashem is still good. Elahana time of the Rav, the Yolof mi Baal Mum Oiver. Baal Mum Over, Lav Avagav de Lo Chazi Hashta. Even though right now, while it has a temporary mum, it's disqualified. Ki Yad Mechse Shapridami. When the temporary mum goes away, it becomes requalified. Hachanami Lo Yishna. So Rav holds, so too, by the Sar Lashem, where the Sar it was originally qualified, then the Sar Lazazel dies, it's disqualified. Bring in another Sar Lazazel, the original Sar Lashem is still good. Ask the Gemara. Vahasaminel, and over there, Taka, how do you know the Taka it's true that a Baal Mum Over can go back to its original kashrus state after it loses its mum? How do you know? Vahasaminel, dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Kimash chasam bohem mum bum. Lo yeratsu. Mum bamu de lo yeratsu. While the mum is in it, it's disqualified. Ha ovar mum on yeratsu. However, once the blemish goes away, let's say it has a wart or something, a certain kind of wart. So while it has the wart, it's disqualified. If the wart goes away, then it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Sounds like a good raya. Mumbam lo yiratsu. For Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right. A mum oiver you're allowed to use once it leaves. But there's a special pasuk limiting this dispensation dafka to a mum oiver. For Rabbi Yochanan, miit rachmana bahem. What does the pasuk say? Ki mashchasam bahem mumbam. Only over here by a mum over do we say that a transient disqualification can be removed. Rabbi Yochanan, miit rachmana bahem. Heim hu dichi avam mum niratzu hakol dichuim, but all other live animals hovenidchu. Once they become disqualified, they're disqualified for life. So therefore, if you had a Sar Lashem and a Sar Lazazel that were qualified, then the Sar Lazazel dies, so even the Sar Lashem becomes disqualified because its partner died. This Sar Lashem can never again become okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rav, what does Rav do with the Bohem? Hahu, Bohem, Be'enayuhu Dulo Mirtsu. Only where you can clearly distinguish the animal as the Baal Mum, is it disqualified? Ha'ayidei ta'arovos, but if the animal that's a Baal Mum or a piece of the animal that's a Baal Mum gets mixed up in other pieces, it can become requalified. Ha'ayidei ta'arovos mirtsu. Then they can be used on the Mizbeach. Kedisnan, like we learned in a Mishnah in Zvachim, Evarim, Tmimim, Be'evarim Baali Mumin. Let's say you have many, many limbs of kashra karbanos, tamimim, atamim, non-balmum, kashra karbanos, and one limb of a balmum gets mixed up in there. Rabbi Eliezer says like this, im kariv harosh shel echad mehen, if you already burned on the mizbeach the head of one of the animals before you realize that a balmum got mixed up in there, Yakrivu kala Russian kulan, you're allowed to be makriv all the rest of the heads and all the rest of the limbs. Krav shalechan man, if you already were makriv one leg of one of the karbanos, Yakrivu kala krayim kulan, you're allowed to bring all of them, even the ones that had a mum on it. It got mixed up. You don't know which is which, so you're allowed to bring everything. So the Rishonim explain over here that the pasuk bahem teaches me that midoraisa, there's no longer any iser. The Torah only forbids you to be makiv a baal mum where you know it's a baal mum. But midoraisa, once it gets mixed up, there's no longer an iser doraisa, where we would apply the rule of safik doraisa l'chumra. The whole din, the Torah only forbids a baal mum when you know it's a baal mum. But because of the pasuk bahem, Kimash chasam bahem, it's only when you can see the mum that it's usser. But if you're not sure it's a mum, by definition, there's no iser doraisa. So it's only midrabbana that you're not allowed to be makriv a baal mum. So therefore, once I was already makriv one of them, we could attribute maybe that one, since it's the rabbana anyway, we could say maybe that one that you already makriv, that one was the baal mum, and all the other ones you're allowed to be makriv. The chacham disagree. The chacham say, what are you talking about? It's still an iser doraisa. Even if you already brought were makriv all the limbs, and there's only one limb left, yosel beis hasreifa, you're not allowed to be makriv on the carbon. You have to burn it outside the beis hamikdash, because they hold it's a suffik doraisa. It's never batel. Maybe this is the one that's the baal mum. It's a suffik doraisa. You have to be strict. Suffik doraisa lechumra. And they use the word bahem for something else. Like we said before, dafka bali mumin im avar mizman choz avinirim. But other dichuyim are rejected. That's the Shita Mekubetz that says like that. They'll learn it the way Rabbi Yochanan learned it. Ve'idach, says the Gemara. So what's has Rabbi Yochanan? He used bahem to teach me that only a bal mum can go back to being okay, but all other live, all other dichuyim get rejected. So how does he know this din of the mixture of bali mum if they get mixed up that they're mutter? Says the Gemara, nafkalei mi bum bahem. he could learn out that the word, he could learn out from the word, the Torah could have written, Mashchasam bum mum bum. But it wrote Bahem, so you can learn two things out of the Bahem. V'idach and Rav, bum Bahem lo darish. He doesn't learn out the bum Bahem. Now we're going to go back to further explain the opinion of Rav, says the Gemara. Ula Rav, and according to Rav, who said that you use the original one, Balei Chaim Einan Nidachim. Nihi Nami, granted, the Balei Chaim Einan Nidachim. Granted, it's true that a Balei Chaim can't be rejected. Shouldn't it still? So very nice. So according to Rav, Balei Chaim aren't rejected. So wait a second. So I still have, why doesn't Rav give you the option to either use the first Tzara LaHashem or the second one? Or the first Tzara LaAzazel or the second one? Why does he say you have to use the first one? Very nice. Balei Chaim Einan Nidachim. The first one is an option. But let it just be an option. Why don't you still have the option to use either the first Tzara LaHashem or the second? Granted, Rabbi Yochanan says the first one is no longer an option. You have to use the second one. But Rav says the first one is an option. But shouldn't the second one be an option also? Ask the Gemara, v'ula Rav, nihi nami d'balei chaim nidachim, ibay hai nakriv, v'ibay hai nakriv. Why don't we give you the options of either the first or the second? Answers the Gemara, amar Rava, Rav, savala k'rab yosi, d'amar mitzvah b'rishon. We're going back to a chazara of yesterday's daf. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says, whenever you have a choice to use the first of something or the second of something, you always use the first. Like Rabbi Yossi's famous shita, mitzvah berishon, says the Gemara. Now I got mamish a review of yesterday's daf, exact same story. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, where did Rabbi Yossi teach us this famous rule of mitzvah berishon? Iname Rabbi Yossi de Kupos. If you're going to tell me it was Rabbi Yossi from the three boxes of the Machzis HaShekel, that you would first fill up the Aleph box with the first coins, and then fill up the Beis box with the second coins, and then fill up the Gimel box with the third coins, this not. Shalosh Kupos, Shalosh, Sa'in, Shebehen Torminus Alishka, Vikosav Alein Aleph Beis Gimel, Vitanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Lama Kosav Alein Aleph Beis Gimel, Leida Ezeman Nitrim Arishon, Lahavi Amen Arishon, Shem Mitzvah Berishon. You got to use the first coins for the first sacrifices. Says the Gemara, that's not a good proof. Dil Mashani Hasam, Dibbeinna Dischazi Kamaisa, Lo Ischazi Basraisa. You can't bring a proof from there because there, the first box came from the first coins. And right away, they are, as soon as they come in, you could go buy karbanos with them. So, as opposed to over here, where when you do the hagrala, so you have a sar la'ashem and the sar la'azazel. So now, if the sar la'azazel dies, but the sar la'ashem is not yet roi until you shecht it. Right, it's not roi to shecht it until it's not roi to shecht the sar la'ashem until you do the blood sprinklings of the power of the bull inside the kodesh hakodashim. You couldn't even shecht the sar la'ashem, so nothing was roi yet until you go get another sar la'azazel. So they're not roi yet. So you can't bring me a raya mitzvah berishon from there because in this case you wouldn't say mitzvah berishon because it's not roi to use the first one yet. Until you bring the other one, it's not roi. So the Gemara says, Ella, so you can't bring me a source from the Shkalim. Ella, where's the source that Rabbi Yossi was mitzvah rishon? Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It's Rabbi Yossi's shita by the Karban Pesach. The sign we learned in a brisa. Ha mafrish pischo v'avad. If a person is mafrish his Karban Pesach and then he loses it. V'hifrish achar tachtav, and he was mafrish another carbon in place of the first one. V'achar kach nimtza rishon, and then you find the first one. V'harei shneyan omdin, and now you have two possible carbon pesachs in front of you. Ezeman sheyirtza yikrav, whichever one of the two that you want, you have the option. Divrei chacham, Rabbi Yossi omer, even though theoretically you could use both, Rabbi Yossi says, mitzvah berishon, no. it's better to use the first one. V'imhaya sheni muvchar mimenu, the only exception is if the second one was a nicer, fatter carbon, yivienu, then you should bring the second one. But you see from here, Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah b'rishon, and therefore Rav says it's better to bring the first one. So Rav says, so comes along Tosfos. Wait a minute. If this is the source, does that really mean b'di'evet Rav would agree you're allowed to use the second one? If the whole source is from Pesach, the halacha is by Pesach, kor Pesach, mitzvah b'rishon, it's better to use the first one, but b'di'evet, if you use the second one, it's okay. Take a look at the top Tosfos. V'im haya sheni mo'men yenu. So Tosfos' first answer is, so if this is the source, then even Rav would agree that it's just the chatchila you should use the first one, but b'di'evet, if you want to use the second one, it's okay. If the whole source is from Karban Pesach, b'di'evet, it's okay. Inami, another answer, says Tosfos, Shema lo shayach ha-melsa ela begvulin, o b'maisim, o b'nasim ba'azara. He's asking whether or not we would say, I got it a little bit wrong. He's asking, I got it wrong. Again, what Tosfos is addressing here is, would we say, just like by the Karban Pesach, if the second one was nicer, even if you hold mitzvah b'rishon, if the second one was nicer, you should still use the second one. Would Rav agree to that? Even though Rav said you should use the first one, would Rav agree that if the second one is nicer, you should use the second one? So Tosfos says, so the first answer is yes. Inami, no, another answer, Shema lo shayach ha-melsa ela begvulin o benasim bazar. Maybe that's a special halacha by things that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos gives a svara, maybe you would limit that only to the Karban Pesach, but you wouldn't apply it by the Sar LaHashem and the Sar LaAzazel. However, the Ritva and the Tosfos Yishanim say no, that as far as the Sar Mishtalech, by the Sarya Meshtaleach, you wouldn't say the rule of mitzvah b'muvchar. It's dafka dinan achilas Pesach, that the achila is a mitzvah. It's a dinan achila. Something that you're going to eat, you say mitzvah b'rishon. But something that's going to be thrown off a cliff, you're not going to say that if the second one is fatter and nicer, you're going to use that as a sar la'azazel. You're chucking it off the cliff. And as far as the sar la'ashem, the Chacham Tzvi explains, even though the fat is brought on the Mizbeach, nevertheless, since its meat is burnt outside the Gimel Machnos, and the second one that is you let it graze, so all the money gets used for Karbanos, so the Chacham Tzvi says, maybe it's better, maybe the fatter one should be used to be Yirad Shiyastava. Right, because that's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. As opposed to the fat of the one that's disqualified, you're going to burn it outside. So maybe it's taka the other way around would be better. Fasting, svar the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Deka Masnisen Kavase Derav, Braisa Kavase Derav Yochanan. Rava says, our Mishnah sounds more like Rav, and the Braisa that we quoted sounds more like Rabbi Yochanan. Why is that so? Masnisin kavasit the Rav. Why does the Mishnah sound like Rav? Because what's the lashon of the Mishnah? Diktani says the Mishnah. If one of the goats dies after the lottery, im shel shemes ze she'ol alav agorol hashem yiskayim tachto. V'idach yedekai kai. What was the language in the Mishnah? If the Sar LaHashem dies, one of the two is in place of the Sar LaHashem. The implication is that the other one is okay the way it was. You only need a substitute from the second group. You're not using, the Mishnah should have just said, use the whole second pair, right? So that line certainly sounds like Rav, that you only take one of the new group, but you use the original of the old group. So the Mishnah sounds like Rav. Braisa kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. How does the Braisa support Rabbi Yochanan? Diktani, because you learned in the Braisa as follows. Sheni. Eni Odea. The second one that we say in the Mishnah that let it graze. Eni Odea im Sheni Shibizug Rishon. Im Lusheni Shibizug Sheni. Kishu Omer. Yo'amad Chai. When the Torah says that the Sar La'azazel Yo'amad Chai, it's Dafka, the Sheni Shebezug Sheni, gets sent La'azazel, Velo Shechaveiro Mace. Dafka, one that has been live the whole time, and not one whose partner died. Ask the Gemara, my Mashma, how does the word Yo'amad Chai teach me that? Yo'aman chai velo shekfar oman. The animal that you send out, La'azazel, has to have been standing alive the whole time and not the one that was standing beforehand. That's the way we learned it. So this would, the Braisa would imply, like Rabbi Yochanan, that we use the entire second pair. Yo'aman chai. You have a new Sar La'ashem and you also send the one that's Yo'aman chai that was standing the whole time during this designation. And not the one that was standing previously with the last pair. You got to use the new Yo'aman Chai and not the old Yo'aman Chai. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to analyze how are Rav and Rabbi Yochanan going to explain the machlokis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. After the Tana quotes the machlokis between the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yehuda, what do we do with the second goat? Does it graze or does it die? Right? The Mishnah, in order to understand the next few lines of the Gemara, you gotta have the Mishnah clear in your head. What did the Mishnah say? So the Mishnah at the very beginning of the sixth perek has said as follows. Mishnah had said, let's go back to the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah had said, the very first Mishnah back, all the way back on Samach Beis. Right, what do we say? Mishnah had said, Meis Echad man, imad shelo higri meis, yikak zog l'sheni. Im mishe higri o meis, if it died after the lottery, Yavi Zug Acher, Viagra Lame Betchila, Viom, Imshal Shame Mace, Zeshalova Gorla, Shame is Kaim Tachtum. Imshal Zazel Mace, Zeshalova Gorla, Zoys Kaim Tachtum. Vashani, the other one, the one that you are not using, a Machlokas Ravin Rabbi Yochan, is it the first Shani or the second Shani? Is it the Shani Shebezug Rishon, like Rav says, or the Shani, Vashani, Yirad Shistaiv, let it graze till it gets a mum. She'ein chatas tzibur mesa. Rabbi Yehuda omer tomos. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you don't let it graze, it dies. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda adds a second thing. Nishbach adam, if the blood gets spilled from the Sar Lashem, yomus ha'mishtalech. Sar mishtalech also dies. Mesa mishtalech yishafech adam. So Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim have two machloksim. One of them is, does the Sheni Shebezug Rishon, or the Sheni Shebezug Sheni, does it die or does it graze and get a mum and redeem it? That's one machlokas. And the second machlokas is, if the blood spills, Yomas HaMishtalech, if Yomas HaMishtalech, then you spill the blood. Two statements of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara is going to analyze now. Says the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda further taught another halacha. Nishbach Adam. If the Sar Lashem's blood spills before you sprinkle it, Yamus HaMishtaleach. The other animal has to die. Meis HaMishtaleach, Yishavech Adam. If the Sar Mishalech dies, you spill out the blood, start over again. Says the Gemara. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan darim Baal Chaim Nidachim. I understand how this makes sense, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Baal Chaim Nidachim, Mishem Hachi Yomas HaMishtalech. Now I understand why you have to kill, you have to let the Sar Mishalech die when the blood gets spilled. Because its partner was, the blood got spilled, so you disqualify Baal Chaim Nidachim. Elo l'Rav, darim Baal Chaim Ena Nidachim. But according to Rav, we say the Baal Chaim was any ain't any dachim. So who cares that the blood of the Sar Lashem got spilled? You could still use this Sar Amishtalech. Why do we have to let the Sar Amishtalech die? Amay Yomas Amishtalech. Amalach Rav. So Rav will say, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda is definitely not like me. This sheet in the Mishnah is definitely against what I said. Amalach Rav. Olibid Rabbi Yehuda lo ka'amina. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds like Rabbi Yochanan, not like me. Ki amino libe de rabbanan. I'm saying what I said according to the chachamim who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, who say you don't have to, if the Sar Mishlech dies, you don't have to spill it. I mean, if the blood spills, you don't have to kill the Sar Mishlech. Just bring a new animal and you could use the original Sar Mishlech. You're right, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with me. Says the Gemara. Wait a second. Bishlam alarav. Now turns around and says there's an aspect of the Mishnah that makes sense according to Rav. Bishlam alarav. Beha pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. I understand that Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are arguing in two different things. In the first halach of the Mishnah and the second halach of the Mishnah. Bishlam alarav. Beha pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. That's exactly the machlokas, whether Baal Chaim Nidachim is the machlokes in Yehuda Rabbanan in the end of the Mishnah. El Rabbi Yochanan. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that even the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yehuda, but my pligi, so what is the machlokes in the second case in the Mishnah? The second case in the Mishnah is not adding anything to the first case in the Mishnah. It's the same thing, Bali Chaim Nidachin. What are Rabbi Rabbanan arguing in the Sefer more than they argue already in the Resha? Even the Rabbanan admit to Rabbi Yehuda that it's the Sari, the goat from the second. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that's the goat in the second pair that you bring. But they hold that the Sar Mishtalech grazes, and Rabbi Yehuda says it dies. They already argued that in the first machlokas. So what's the va'od? What's the second case of Rabbi Yehuda adding that you don't know from the first case, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, you're right. Amar Rava ha'amrinan, we already said two lines ago, Deka Mastisen Kavase Derav, that the Mishnah supports Rav. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan will not be able to learn this Mishnah because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the second case does not add anything new according to Rabbi Yochanan. We already know that it dies, that Rabbi Yudashid is it dies, and the Chachamim say it doesn't die. So it doesn't really add anything. Now the Gemara has one final kasha against Rav. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that according to Chachamim, the leftover goat grazes till it gets a mum, and you don't have to let it die. Now, what's the reasoning given in the Mishnah? Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, She'ein chatas tzibor mesa. A chatas of the tzibor doesn't die. So therefore, Chachamim say you could let it graze. It's a chatas tzibor. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Hadi yachid, this would imply that a chatas of a yachid, you would let it die. Kihai gavna. Let's say the owner brought another one. Mesa. If it was a chatas yachid, it would die. Says the Gemara. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan. This makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who explained the chachamim in the Mishnah say that the second goat from the first set. According to Rabbi Yochanan said, the second sire from the first set, you let it graze. So then we understand, she'ein chatas tzibor mesa, because you're going to let it graze. If this was a chatas yachid, it would die. But here you're letting it graze. Since it's a chatas tzibor, you're letting it graze. Because it's considered like a lost chatas. Kidrabi Abba Amar Rav, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Kidrabi Abba Amar Rav. Like we said, like the sheet of Rabbi Abba Amarav, who said about the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan, who have a machlokas by a guy who's mafrish. There's a Gemara in Temura, right? We had this quoted elsewhere. That they have machlokas. If you're mafrish an animal for a chatas, a regular personal chatas, chatas yachid, and then you lose it, you lose the animal, and you're mafrish another animal in its place for a chatas, and then you find the first one. So now they're both here in front of you. So your makir, you could use either one. And your makir of one of them. So the question is, what do we do with the leftover? Rebbe holds the leftover one dies. Because this is a chatas shekibra baleil ba'acheres. The chachamim say, no. This case, you don't let it die. Let it graze and let it get a mum. Because a chatas shekibra baleil ba'acheres dies, that's only if you find it after you already brought the first one as a carbon. But if you find it beforehand, then even though you already separated another one, it does not die. Da Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, because Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav, Hakol Modim Shem Niskaper B'She'en Avuda, everyone agrees that if you already were makriv the first chatas when you found, if you already makriv the second chatas when you found the first chatas, Avuda Mesa. Everyone agrees that the one that you found, now you let it die. Ella la Rav. However, according to Rav, who explained that no. But according to Rav, Rav held no. Rav held, you don't let it die. Rav held, any time you could bring two karbanos, it's yireh. Our case should be just like the case of if you were mafresh two chatases, right? For achrayas, let's say you're chayv to bring chatas, and you sanctify two of them. So you don't say one of them dies. You have the option to bring either one. And if you bring one of them, the other one is yireh. V'amar avoshia, hifresh techatas achrayas, miskaber bachas, and vasheni tireh. So the Gemara is asking, according to Rav, you should really have the option of bringing both. Because our case is mamish like the case of where you're mafresh two chataos lachrayos. And you should be able to, so how could our Mishnah say the other one dies? Really, it should be the other one should graze. Answers the Gemara, Kevan de Amar Rava. Rav Savalak Rab Yossi Damar Mitzvah Barishon. Since we learned earlier that Rav holds up Rab Yossi that says you're always supposed to bring the first one, Meikara Kemafresh Leibudami. No, he says, once you're bringing in the second group, you know you're not using the other one of this group, and therefore it's not like you have two options. When you're bringing in the second pair, since you hold Mitzvah Barishon that you always use the first one, you know that the second one of the second pair is going to be killed. It's not like having two options. From the first moment, according to Rav, when you bring the second pair, you know that second one is going to be killed. And therefore, it's not like having two options. And therefore, the sheni, shebezug sheni, you let it die. You let it die, and we don't apply the rule of yirad shiestayiv. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. And we'll pick it up as Hashem tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.